The first seeds arrived today, Raymond. I couldn't resist the urge to touch them. Dry little flecks of nothing that will change a world. The Stage 1 engineers can keep their comet-shifting launchers. The Stage 2s are welcome to their landform machines and atmosphere purifiers. I'll accomplish as much or more with these one day, you'll see. That's the opening paragraph of In the Company of Others by Julie Treneda. I'm Scott McNulty, and this is Recently Read. There's something satisfying about reading a story with a beginning, a middle, and an end. So much of the fantasy and science fiction I read these days are serialized, multiple books weaving an intricate or sprawling story. And I like those, since you get to spend a lot of time with the characters and develop a relationship of sorts. But it's also very frustrating to get to the end of a book and realize the story isn't finished, and now you have to wait for the conclusion. Years, months, decades, in the case of perhaps George R. R. Martin. And The Company of Others tells a complete story and builds a pretty intricate world in the span of a little over 600 pages. Part of me feels like if this were published today, it would have been split into two books, but I'm glad it wasn't. The book is set several years after humanity's explosive expansion to dozens of terraform worlds was cut short by a mysterious alien called the Quill. Humans and Quill, it seems, can't live together. Actually, humans pretty much die when they contact the Quill, which leads to the quarantining of all of those empty terraformed worlds, halting a large migration of people in transit to those worlds. And Earth freaks out, bans anyone who is off-world from settling back on the planet, and what you end up with is lots of humans barely hanging on in space stations and habitats that were never meant for long-term habitation. In this setting, we meet a scientist from Earth who thinks she has a potential solution to the Quill problem, but it requires help from someone living on one of those habitats. And Earthers aren't so popular, since while Earth does provide all the food that they eat, it is the bare minimum needed for the population, and Earth basically forcefully sterilized all the station residents by drugging the food. That's not very nice. Most of the action takes place on the station, with the final third or so of the book on an advanced Earth ship, which I thought was pretty interesting, and on the planet. It took me a while to get into this book, I will admit. It really clicked with me after about 200 pages, which I know is a problem for some people. I'm glad I stuck it out, though, because I ended up rather enjoying the book. And did I mention, after those 600 pages, there's an actual satisfying ending? I mean, this is bananas, people. So check it out. I enjoyed it. And I think you will as well.